Ready to elevate your range day or hunting trip? Silencers are the best upgrade you can make to your firearm. And yes, they're completely legal. Silencer Shop makes getting your suppressor easier than ever. Silencer Shop is the nation's largest suppressor distributor, and they'll help get your new suppressor quickly and easily. Suppressor approvals are coming back faster than ever, often in just a few days. Silencer Shop guarantees an exceptional experience with their top-notch customer service, unbeatable prices, and renowned submission simplicity and accuracy. They partner with over 6,000 local gun stores nationwide to ensure easy access to the best suppressors. And at Silencer Shop, a portion of your online purchase supports your favorite gun stores directly. In just 5 minutes, you can have your fingerprints and paperwork ready to go, thanks to the Silencer Shop kiosk. There is nothing easier. If you're not using Silencer Shop, you're working too hard for your suppressors. The one-and-done solution for your suppressor needs, ensuring a headache-free purchase. Explore Silencer Shop for your next suppressor edition and immediately open your eyes to a better shooting experience.
It's November 18th. You're listening to the President's Daily Brief. I'm your host and former CIA officer, Brian Dean Wright. Your morning intel starts now. A good day to you, ladies and gentlemen. I've got a few briefs for you this morning that are shaping America and the world. First, Republicans have officially captured the U.S. House of Representatives. They're promising to investigate Joe Biden and his family because of their foreign business deals. But is that fair? We're going to be looking at that issue this morning, imagining as though we are investigators at the CIA. Second, Thanksgiving prices are way up this year, but in the future, they could be lower, all because the FDA just approved of a new meat, and that is chicken, but grown in a laboratory. Mmm, delicious. Plus, three questions today from listeners, to include one about an ad-free version of the PDB. That's coming soon. But before we get to that, we got to get started with this. The Republicans have officially captured the U.S. House of Representatives. That means the Democrat Speaker Nancy Pelosi and her party are no longer in charge of the lower chamber. Joe Biden, for his part, issued a statement congratulating Republicans yesterday on their victory, saying, quote, "I will work with anyone, Republican or Democrat, willing to work with me to deliver results," end quote. Now, some House Republicans are saying that they will try to work with Mr. Biden, namely on the issue of Ukraine. But beyond that, there's not much friendly ground between Mr. Biden and the Republicans. At a press conference yesterday, a group of House Republicans announced that they will launch an investigation into Joe Biden and his family for their foreign business dealings. The reason that the investigation is getting launched is in large part because of the accidental discovery of a laptop at a repair facility all a couple years ago. That laptop belonged to Mr. Biden's son, Hunter. To refresh our memories on that, the laptop made clear that Joe Biden was coordinating on, participating in, and likely profiting from Hunter's foreign business deals. And that includes with individuals from Russia, Mexico, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, Romania, and China. Mr. Biden, meanwhile, has insisted that not only is that not true, he's never even spoken with his son or any other family members about these foreign business deals. Again, despite overwhelming evidence on the laptop. As just one example of that, one of Hunter's business partners in Ukraine actually wrote Hunter an email in April of 2015 saying, quote, "Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to DC and giving me an opportunity to meet with your father and spend some time together. It really was an honor and a pleasure," end quote. Regardless of the evidence, the White House yesterday blasted Republicans for their planned investigations on these foreign deals, saying, quote, "Instead of working with Joe Biden to address issues important to the American people, congressional Republicans' top priority is to go after Mr. Biden with politically motivated attacks, chock full of long debunked conspiracy theories," end quote. Again, to emphasize here, even liberal media outlets like the New York Times, Washington Post, and The New Yorker, they have all acknowledged that the Hunter Biden laptop is real. So the suggestion that the laptop and the terabytes of data on that thing are somehow conspiracy theories, well, that's just factually incorrect. But it is fair to ask, how bad is it, really? Well, today I want to offer you all a way to think about this issue because we are going to be hearing a lot more about this laptop in the months to come. And we're going to think about this laptop by stepping back just a touch using a thought experiment. So I want us to first imagine that we are investigators at the CIA, and our job is to find the moles, the traitors inside the agency. So as investigators, we look for a few things, a few red flags that would tip us off that we might have a traitor in our midst. And we're going to focus on three key questions. First, we're looking for an employee who has relationships with foreign nationals, especially Russian or Chinese. We're also looking at whether their family members have these relationships too, because the wives and husbands and children of these CIA officers can and do act as go-betweens or cutouts between the CIA officer and, say, the Russians or the Chinese, for example. Second, we're looking for unexplained or suspicious wealth, because our CIA employees earn a salary of, give or take, $100,000 a year. But if a CIA officer is suddenly buying lots of new houses and boats and cars, well, that's very odd, because where is this sudden wealth coming from? Could be from a foreign power. Finally, does our employee make statements in support of our enemies, like saying that the Chinese are actually the good guys or that America is really full of the bad guys? And as we collect information on those three categories, again, the secret relationships with foreigners, the suspicious cash, or the support of our enemies, imagine that we take those findings and we confront our suspect officer during a polygraph. That's a lie detector test, of course. So in that moment, does the officer deny everything, or do they acknowledge it, maybe even explain it? So roughly speaking, that is how we would conduct this kind of investigation. And that is how we are going to shape our thought experiment. Let's now imagine that we are sitting at our desks as investigators and we get the Hunter Biden laptop. And we start looking at the data with our three key areas of concern in mind. Again, secret relationships with foreigners, secret cash, and a secret hatred of America. So here's what we'd find. And to be clear, everything that I'm about to reference is known to be on the actual Hunter Biden laptop based on forensic evaluation by and reporting from the New York Post, amongst others. First, Joe and his son Hunter have dozens, if not hundreds, of relationships with government and business officials all around the world, to include a former spy chief in China. Now, to be fair, maybe we might say Joe Biden's role as a senior politician could easily and quickly explain away those relationships. Except, consider this text exchange, again, on the actual laptop. Quote, "Don't mention Joe being involved on paper. It's only when you are face to face. I know you know that, but they are paranoid," end quote. In other words, Joe and his son are hiding their relationships with these foreign nationals, including America's greatest enemy, the communists in Beijing. Why is that? All right, let's now move on to our second key point of inquiry, and that is unexplained or suspicious wealth. Now, that's where things get very odd with our laptop. The actual laptop again. So in one of the email exchanges between Hunter and his Chinese business partners, it's made clear that 10% of a deal will be held by Hunter on behalf of, quote, "the big guy," end quote. But who is that? Well, as investigators, we could interview one of Hunter Biden's business partners, an actual American man named Tony Boblinski. Well, Mr. Boblinski has gone on record as saying that, in fact, the big guy is referencing Joe Biden. Plus, in other business deals, Hunter Biden actually complains that the big guy gets such a large cut of his deals, upwards of 50% in some cases. Again, listen to these words from Hunter Biden on the actual laptop, complaining to his family via text, saying, quote, "But don't worry, unlike Pop, I won't make you give me half of your salary," end quote. Lastly, we need to consider what Joe Biden says about foreign governments and leaders, especially the Chinese. Well, what we know about the Chinese in particular is that he said on camera 2 years ago, actually, that, quote, "they're not bad folks, and then went on to dismiss the threat posed by Beijing, saying, quote, "they're not competition for us," end quote. Imagine that we took then all of this information and so much more on the laptop, and we confronted Joe Biden as he was hooked up to a lie detector machine. Imagine this was his response. "I've never discussed with my son Hunter or my brother or anyone else having to do with their businesses, period," end quote. Because in fact, that is Joe Biden's position as of this morning. But folks, he's lying. The laptop makes that clear. There are also public photos and videos of Mr. Biden with his son and assorted international business partners. There are also White House visitor logs showing then Vice President Biden meeting with Hunter's foreign business partners. So Joe Biden is just lying. And I don't say that as a Republican or a Democrat, a conservative or a liberal. I mean that the facts speak for themselves. He's lying. Now, back to our thought experiment. As a CIA investigator, what would you think about all of that? Would you think that we have a problem, that if Joe Biden were a CIA officer and we saw this laptop, might he be compromised? Could he be a traitor? Or rather, is all of this information just a, well, explainable coincidences or something? It's just really no big deal. Well, I'm going to leave that up to you to decide. But if I can pivot to analysis and opinion this morning, I'm going to tell you what would happen if Joe Biden were an actual CIA officer, based on the facts that I just presented, not to mention all the other stuff that's on the laptop. What would the CIA do if Joe Biden were this kind of man working inside the CIA? First, the police force of the CIA would almost certainly grab Mr. Biden by the arms, snatch his badge, and escort him out to the street. And there would probably be an unmarked FBI surveillance team waiting for him. Meanwhile, the CIA would begin what's called a damage assessment. The assumption would be that Mr. Biden was compromised and that he'd compromised every case he touched. Again, not because of party affiliation, because I'm telling you as a former CIA officer, the facts and the logic would say, with a high degree of confidence, that politics aside, we have an officer who was likely compromised by a foreign government. So there's your thought experiment this morning, and I hope it's helpful in understanding that, yes, a reasonable person should support the congressional investigation into the Biden family. This is a remarkable moment in American history. We need to get to the bottom of it. We deserve the truth. In fact, the nation deserves the truth. With that, my friends, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I've got one more critical piece of news for you. We'll be right back.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Hey, Mike Baker here. Did you know that a recent survey found that 7 in 10 parents get an average of 3 hours of sleep a night in their baby's first year? I don't know, that sounds like a lot more sleep than we got during our baby's first year. Mothers, you deserve quality sleep. And here's how you can make that happen. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And now here's an exclusive Mother's Day. Don't forget Mother's Day is coming up. It's a Mother's Day offer just for our listeners. Use code PDB for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology. It's adapting to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. We use these sheets of the Baker compound, and I'm telling you, they are terrific. And Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a 10-year warranty. Built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance sleep quality and overall wellness. This Mother's Day, treat your mom to the luxury, come on, she deserves, with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use promo code PDB for 35% off. After placing your order, select podcast in the survey and then select PDB in the drop-down menu that follows.
Welcome back to the PDB. I've got one more critical piece of news for you this morning. We've got a weekend coming up, and next week, of course, is Thanksgiving. Lots of reasons to be thankful. I sure am. 8 months after launching this podcast, we are around 40,000 daily listeners, which, if you know much about podcasts, that's just an incredible number. So thank you. That's all you. And this is ultimately your show. With your emails and your feedback and your questions, all of your support, you all are building something pretty special. And I am so honored to be a part of it. But as thankful as we are, there's always something to complain about. And this year for me, it's, first, my receding hairline. And then second, the cost of Thanksgiving dinner. According to the American Farm Bureau's annual Thanksgiving dinner survey, the prices for every single classic ingredient are up about 20% or so. That takes the average cost of a meal for 10 people to around $65, up from last year's $53. So yes, that means this year's Thanksgiving is going to be the most expensive ever. Interestingly, the most expensive item in terms of percent increase is stuffing, up 69%. But that's not true of cranberries. No, no. They are down about 14%, which, cranberries. Somebody can have my helping. And speaking of things that make us go, ugh, I've got a story for you. It's a solution in case you're looking for a cheaper alternative for next year's Thanksgiving. The Food and Drug Administration yesterday gave a green light to laboratory-grown chicken. That's right, coming soon to a store near you is a chicken breast made of a petri dish. All right, here's how it works. Some fancy people in lab coats have somehow managed to get chicken meat stem cells. And then those stem cells are put into something called bioreactors, which sounds delicious. And those stem cells are then fed basic nutrients like amino acids and sugars, vitamins, and inorganic salts. And then the stem cells just sort of sit around and grow in their meat trays. It takes about 8 weeks tops before some very lucky worker takes the clumps of meat-ish stuff and forms it into chicken breasts and nuggets and what have you. So by the way, a Dutch scientist pioneered this idea about 10 years ago with beef. So consumers, congratulations. You all will have a growing number of lab-grown meat options in the coming years. The first restaurant in the world to serve this meat was just a couple years ago in Singapore, actually. The environmental community around the world was cheering. They say that this meat-ish is so much better for the land and air and water. There's less pollution, they say, less usage of antibiotics, and fewer greenhouse gas emissions. So, there you have it. Next year, you're going to be gathering around the dinner table, grandma serving up her famous biscuits, and your spouse will point to you with love in their eyes and say, "Honey, can you pass the bioreactor? I just love your stem cell recipe." And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we conclude your morning brief. But I've got one more thing before I let you go. We'll be right back.
Hey, Mike Baker here. Have you ever walked into a room and immediately admired the best-dressed person there? Of course you have. Now, as the kids say, they got their fit going on. Okay, I have no idea whether that's what the kids actually say. I just heard it once. Anyway, picture this. It's wedding season, right? So, you're at a wedding. You've been invited, you're not crashing it, and all eyes are on the bride and groom. But you, well, you're turning heads too, because you're the best-dressed person in the room. Now, yeah, you don't want to steal the bride's thunder, so maybe dial it back a bit. But you get my point. So how do you orchestrate this situation? Well, you do it with Indochino. With Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million, even though their suits start at just $499. Now, let me tell you about the process of customizing and ordering with Indochino. You can design the suit that you want and fine-tune every detail. From lapels to linings, it's all online. When the suit arrives, you'll be knocked out by the quality of the fabric and the perfect fit. Look your best this wedding season, at the table or on the dance floor or dancing on the table, whatever you choose to do. Just be careful when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code BAKER, that's B-A-K-E-R, just like you thought it would be, to get 10% off any purchase of $399 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code BAKER.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Welcome back to the PDB, folks. I've got one more thing before I let you go. Actually, three quick listener questions. First, we got Willie in Jessup, Georgia, who wrote in. He hates the ads that he has to listen to here on the PDB. Willie, I hear you, brother. So I've got some good news to report. In the next couple of weeks, I will, for the first time, be offering an ad-free version of the PDB. But, and there's always a but, I'll ask that you pitch in a couple dollars or so each month to help me keep the lights on and food in my belly. It's especially, you know, because of that bioreactor chicken. It's kind of expensive. Delicious, though. Anyway, I'll keep you posted on the details, Willie. I'm really excited about this. These paid subscriptions will help me build out more content for you all, like an afternoon podcast, the video, the newsletter, all kinds of good stuff. More to come, folks. I'm thrilled. Second, Kathy in Rhinelander, Wisconsin. She was wondering if I had seen the report of Russia capturing U.S. weapons on the battlefield in Ukraine. And then Moscow was sending that weaponry off to Iran, who is reverse engineering those weapons, our weapons, so that they can make copycat versions and sell it around the world. So, Kathy, I loved your email because you get it. This war in Ukraine, whatever you think of it, will have all kinds of second and third orders of effect that we're not even imagining right now. And for the record, Iran is pretty good at reverse engineering this stuff. They've done it with our drones before. So, Kathy, I will keep you posted on this one. In the meantime, thank you for the awesome question. Finally, TJ in Bozeman, Montana. He asked about whether or not I'm following the debate about TikTok, the app where users, mostly kids, some young adults, upload fun or silly videos. It also happens to be an app owned by China, with the data from TikTok being stored or accessed by engineers and, frankly, spies back in China. So, TJ, yes, I am absolutely watching this. And I'll tell you, I'm going to make my counsel to everybody very simple on this one. Erase that app from your phone or whatever device. It's spyware, literally. Used by China's intelligence service to target certain people or families for all kinds of purposes, none of which are good for America. So do not use TikTok, or if you choose to, just understand that it can and will be used against you for who knows what purpose, today or at some point in the future. And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes your morning brief. As always, we close out the show reminding each other of why we are here, talking about our country and our world. It's the creed of every good spy and every smart American. It's from John chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Good day.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.